When we think of the second coming of Christ, that's something that we really need to look forward to in our time. I was recently sharing with some folks who are disturbed about the trends that they see in the world today. And they asked me what I thought about it, and I said, well, these are the days of Noah and the days of Lot. That's what Jesus said, the last days would be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And if you look in Genesis chapter 6, there were two characteristics of Noah's time. Violence, which in today's terms would be filled with violence. You see, the earth was filled with violence, and in today's terms we'd say that every day you'd be hearing about somebody who is using his pistol and shooting people. That's violence. Or you hear about suicide bombers and terrorism and all that. The last days will be like that. There's no point praying it won't happen. It will happen. You can't say, Lord, don't let the last days be like the days of Noah. They will be. The other thing that was characteristic of Noah's day was unnatural sex. We read there about the angels. The sons of God are referring to direct creations of God. There were angels who wanted to have sex with the pretty women on earth. You read that in the first few verses of Genesis 6. Now, angels don't have sexual ability. And the only way they could do that was by possessing a man. In the Old Testament, there's no instance of demon possession. So demon possession was not clearly understood in the Old Testament like it is in the New Testament. The first place in the Bible where you read about demon possession is in the New Testament. So if that were being written today, Genesis 6, I think we'd read it like this, that these demons possessed a man because they wanted to have sex with some pretty woman. It was an unnatural type of sex. What was the significant thing about Lot's time? You read that in Genesis 19. Two angels came in the form of men, and I believe they were extremely good looking. And the people in Sodom saw these two good-looking men going into Lot's house. And Lot said, come into my house and stay here. And they banged away at the door of Lot's house and said, bring those men out. We want to have sexual relations with those handsome men. And Lot says, please don't do that. And he goes an amazing step further. It was amazing that a father would ever do that. What a sense of hospitality he had to these strangers. He said, here are my two virgin daughters. You read this in Genesis 19. Please take them. He says, no, we don't want those women. We want these men. The last days will be like the days of Lot. So when I hear about these things happening in the world around, I say, well, Christ is coming back soon. Praise the Lord. It excites me. I'm not going to be able to make the world a better place. Only Jesus can do that. And He'll do that when He establishes His kingdom here. I'm called to be a light in the darkness, to stand for the truth of God uncompromisingly in all its brightness, proclaiming the whole counsel of God in the midst of a wicked world, which is going to get more and more wicked as time goes on. So I'm not going to be disturbed when the world goes in a certain direction. My Lord has already told me it's going to go in that direction. But if the last days are going to be like the days of Noah and Lot, with a lot of violence and a lot of unnatural sex, it also implies that there will be people like Noah in the last days. That's the challenge that comes to me. A man who walked with God. The two people, it says in the Old Testament, who walked with God, Enoch in Genesis 5 and Noah in Genesis 6. A man who walked with God. There will be people in the last days who walk with God, like Noah. In 2 Peter 2, Noah is called a preacher of righteousness. In the last days, there will be a few preachers of righteousness who will hold God's people to the highest standards of righteousness. There are not many, but there will be a few. Noah was a man who had one passion, to build the ark, because he knew this is the only thing that's going to survive when the world is destroyed. Others didn't believe it. There are going to be people like Noah in the last days whose one passion will be to build the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ, to add people who are godly, who want to follow Jesus on earth before going to heaven. I don't want to find people who want to go to heaven. The whole world is full of people who want to go to heaven. I'm looking for people who want to follow Jesus on earth before going to heaven. That number is very few. And Jesus said, the way to life is narrow and very few find it. Those are the ones I'm looking for, who will be a bright shining light in the midst of this darkness. Noah was like that. His passion was to build this church, this ark. And the other thing we see about Noah was, he was a man who brought up his family right. He had three sons, all three followed him. That's another rare thing. It's rare to find men who have children where all the children are following the Lord. I remember when I started preaching, and I got a family and I had four sons. And I said, Lord, if even one of them is not following you, I don't believe I'll be fit to preach according to the qualifications of an elder in 1 Timothy 3. Every one of them must follow you. They don't have to have my ministry of preaching. That's a gift. But they must be your disciples. I won't be satisfied with just their having said, okay, I'm born again. They go through baptism and I can get honor in the church. Oh, Brother Zach's children are baptized. A lot of people seek for that honor, to get their children baptized so that they get honor in the church. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested to see that they follow the Lord. Because I see that Noah, his children, I believe his children cooperated in building the ark. And they worked with their dad in building the ark. And we want our children to work with us in building the church. I'm not saying they should all be in full-time Christian work, but they should be cooperating in some way according to their own place in the body to build the church. And the other thing I see about Noah was, he was a man who sacrificed. There will be people in the last days who will sacrifice to build a church. Because imagine when the Lord told Noah, you've got to build a huge ship. The first thing that would come to our mind is, Lord, where's the money going to come from? Noah didn't ask that question because the Lord had told him, from your own pocket, where else from? You can't get it from anywhere else. Nobody else believes in me in this world. You got to sell some of your land. You got to cut down some of your trees and build my ark. Is it worth it? Serving the Lord at our own expense? There will be people in the last days like Noah who sacrifice and serve the Lord at personal cost. It won't be like the average run-of-the-mill Christian that you see nowadays. The last days will be like the days of Noah in the world around, and the last days will be like the days of Noah in people like Noah on the earth. And the other thing about Noah, he was a godly father who in a wicked world, a world full of wickedness, selected good wives for his three sons. He didn't let them just go and marry any odd girl they fell in love with. He taught them that they must marry godly girls, and that's why all of them were also in the ark. And I believe those girls cooperated in building the ark as well. So that's the thing. I mean, if the world around can go the way of Noah and Lot, that's fine. But our calling is to be like Noah, to be preachers of righteousness, to lead people to righteousness, so that the Lord can have a people for his name.